Welcome everyone. We've moved on to the next chapter, handling guest laundry. Guest laundry is a very important aspect at in hotel service which we provide to the guests. So, but for getting into guest laundry, let's first understand the importance of laundry services in hotel. You have to know what the types of laundry services are available in hotel. Reasons why laundry services are important and the procedure of handling guest laundry. So let's get on to a hotel. Is a place where a lot of laundry is generated. Dirty linen accumulates from rooms, dirty linen accumulates from, restaurants, from different departments, from a health club, from a swimming pool, various places. You know, to ensure a supply of the linen is maintained and, you know, it is all well laundered, it's all fresh, it all is hunky-dory and smooth and sufficient. So, and cleanliness being the most important aspect, a laundry service in a hotel is one of the most important aspects of the hotel. You know, guests should get what he's paying for. So, laundry service is important. So, this is the same service which you extend to a guest for their guest laundry. Now, you know, when we were doing room cleaning, we had mentioned the laundry bags. So, let's get on to laundry bags. Every room in a hotel which provides laundry services, most hotels provide laundry services, every room is a laundry bag is placed sometimes on close to the luggage rack or in the closet, and a laundry list is placed there. So laundry services for guest items, so the guests can put their clothes in those laundry bags and fill out the list during the stay. They want it pressed, whatever they want it for. This is the list which is played there. It tells you the amount the guest is going to pay. So he is aware of the amount the guest is going to pay. And these are the laundry services. For gentlemen, ladies, they're not only hotels do washing, they get dry cleaning done. They do urgent laundry in terms of pressing. They do stain removals. So there are lots of laundry services which are given to a guest. Laundry services are normally used by long-staying guests or by flight crews, groups, long travelers. They're traveling across India. They're traveling across 5 or 6 hotels. They're not going back to a place. I mean, they need clean clothes. Ironing and pressing services are used by business travelers. They need it ironed, crumpled up, and it's folded in. And the coats have folded in into their bags when they're flying. So laundry service becomes very important for them. Different kinds of travelers require different kinds of laundry services. Sometimes when a business traveler has also gone out, he spills something on his coat, so he needs to give it for dry cleaning. He's staying for 3-4 days, so he needs the coat back. You need to get it dry cleaned for him. So this is the laundry service list. And the guests are given a laundry form, which we'll get to over a period of this presentation. We'll get to the laundry form, which they have to fill out. Laundry form will have 2 columns. One, which is the guest says, this is what I want. This is the service I want. I tick. This is what I'm putting in. 2 shirts, 3 shirts, 4 shirts, 2 pants, 1 coat, suit and coat. I mean, this is dry cleaning. This is for this. And then the person who's picking it up also counter ticks it. The guest signs on it. They have to fill the laundry, place the items in the laundry bag. And for coats and suits, normally they, guests won't put it in the laundry bag. They won't crumple it and put it in the laundry bag. They'll call the housekeeping and say, I need a coat to be ironed. I need my coat to get dry cleaned. So please send someone. That's a different way of doing it also. They call the housekeeping desk. Some of them put in the laundry bag, put that tag outside the room, please collect my laundry. It's in the laundry bag, the list is filled, please collect it. So that's what happens with the guest. That's how a guest gives you the laundry. But what types of laundry services in a hotel is available? There's on-site service. Now on-site services of 2 types. On-site services, you have a full-fledged laundry of your own with all the equipment. So you can do the entire service of all laundry items, no matter what, on-site. The second type is you have emergency services. You have a washer, dryer, iron, and a steam iron. That's it. One washer, one dryer, iron, steam iron. So you can do emergency laundry for the guest. But you can't do You can't do it in bulk. You can't. I mean, it's not that you can dry clean it and give it to the guest. That's not possible on time. So that's the second time. Offsite is, you know, commercial laundry services available, and you have tied up with them. So they not only are you giving all the linen with the hotel is generating, you're also giving guest laundry. And guest laundry is specific. You say, you know, you want it back in 4 hours, 5 hours, and they agree to the terms and conditions, and that's how it happens. And like third one, I said, you know, combination of both. So you have the in-house guest laundry where you can do the emergency work, but an off-site laundry for the major work. So this is a general laundry process, operational flow. You know, you collect soiled linen, you transport the soiled linen, then sort, you wash, you dry, you fold, you iron, and then you send it for reuse. Importance of how to have an in-house laundry. In-house laundry gives you control of everything. You have full control. You know, it's like you know who to make accountable. Who made the mistake, if there is a mistake made in the laundry service. You have efficiency. You can time it. You can supervise it at all points of time. Therefore, you can guarantee most customer satisfaction. Because you are the first customer of your own laundry. Then after that is the guest which you are servicing. In-house laundry, you have your own regulations. So there is a lot more control in terms of an in-house laundry, a lot more satisfaction, because if you're running it properly, it gives you a lot of output which you require. So if you are planning an in-house laundry, you have to consider the workflow which we went through. You have to ensure the plant does not hinder the smooth process of the operations. It has to be complete separate unit. A complete separate unit which does not interact with the operations apart from the linen room and the executive housekeeper. So there should be a laundry manager who's reporting to the executive housekeeper and interacts with the linen room, but does not interfere. I mean, no staff can walk into a laundry and get laundry done. It has to go via the linen room. That procedure has to be maintained. What it does, gives you an advantage, is it reduces turnaround time, because there's no going out, coming back. It's not going to a commercial laundry, then coming back. All that time is saved. So instead of 9 hours, you can reduce the time to 7 hours. So if guest wants and gives the laundry at 2 o'clock, you can yet give it to him at 5 o'clock. If you have an in-house laundry, and here you have your own equipment, so you know what your turnaround of your equipment is, what is the capacity of your equipment, how fast you can turn it around. You are very clear of your sorting. Your sorting can be done properly. You're not mixing colors with whites. You're not making those mistakes. You're not dependent on someone who's not under your control. Your sorting of linen in is done properly. Your sorting of guest laundry is done properly. There's, water extraction process. Everything is to specification so that you get the best quality out of your own laundry. You know, your layout has to be perfect. You know, you have your washers. You have your dryer. Washing machines, and you have a chemical room where you're doing the dry cleaning and the chemical removing of this. Dryers are right next to the washers in the chemical room, so you can dry them after that. Then your sorting roommates are there. Your press irons are there. You can press iron, steam press, and then the folding areas, you can fold them properly. The folding machines are there, and then it comes, soil linen area comes in, and then it goes straight into the room from the in-house laundry. So that interaction is only with the linen room. It is not with anyone else. Yeah, storage spaces, closets, cabinets, drawers, shelves, you know, they make all the difference when it comes to cleaning and staying organized. So all that has to be taken into account. You have to have sink for hand washing. You know, certain stains will not be removed by machines. It has to be done by hand washing. You have to have a trained person who does the hand washing. Knows which chemical to use for which stains. Your chemicals are very defined. You have to have a drying area, an airing area. Even after a dryer, it needs to be aired for freshness. And there is moisture which is left also when after it comes out of a dryer. That has to be come out. Then it goes into the steam press. And the steam press is important. When you're not using a press, but you're using a steam to press, especially when it comes to coats and other burnable items. Your floors have to be durable. Your lighting has to be exceptionally good. This is for guest laundry. When you have a small guest laundry in house, you have washers, dryers, press and a steam press. And you can have a handheld steam press also for guest laundry. And you have racks. Keep it. So this is a small area. This is not a full laundry. This is just the guest items. What do the guests give? They give everyday wear clothes. Now we get into the advantages of in-house laundry. What is the advantage which an in-house laundry will give you? Because the in-house laundry is under your control, the biggest advantage you have is of control. Control over the quality, control over the professionalism, and because you're doing it in-house for yourself, you will hire more professional people. You will also spend time training them. You will be careful in defining their procedures. So you will get everything as per your requirement, which would be sparkling clean, I guess. So you should get everything sparkling clean. You will know how to get all the dirt out. You will teach them how to get all the dirt out. You go through all the processes. You will document them. You will make SOPs. Standard operating procedures for each type of dirt. How are you going to remove the stains? What they should do with the equipment? How to use the equipment? How to maintain the equipment? What type of fold you require? How neat and clean your clean linen, uniforms, towels, and every other thing in your guest room completely clean with standard specifications. There's no scope of error by omission from anybody because it is under your control. The moment you give it out, especially when it comes to guest laundry, so guest laundry has to return on the same day. So you're going to return in 6 hours. So the outside laundry gives in 6 hours. And they have not done it properly. What do you do? So all those confusions are not there. Here you have control over the entire process. Their process is not under your control. You may have specified it to your vendor, but it is yet not under your control. Disadvantages of having an offline, off-premises laundry. When you're giving laundry outside, so it's one set which is in circulation. So 100 rooms, 300 sheets are in circulation. 300 sheets are in the living room, 300 sheets are in the laundry. But your par value, if you're going to keep at 20%, will move to 50% if it's outside. Because you don't know, you know, it's raining too much, it's not come on time. It's, there's some sort of traffic jam, it's not coming on time. All these things are there, possible. Roads are closed. The Prime Minister is visiting the city. He shut down parts of the city, so the laundry can't deliver it back to you today. It'll deliver to you tomorrow. Outside dignitaries come, parts of the city is shut. What do you do? So that is an issue which is there. When you're giving it outside, also your life of the linen is not in your hand. It is in the hand of the person washing it. Procedures are not followed properly. The linen was clean sometimes earlier. Also, it looked clean. It didn't look like it needed a wash, or it didn't look like it needed the puffing up. So they just puff it up and give it back to you. Or they wash it with chemicals like they normally do with everything, but they don't sort it properly. They are over-bleaching it. So your life is not in your hand. There's damage to linen which happens more frequently. And obviously, in case of emergencies, you don't know if the contractor will ever be able to respond in time. So that's also a question mark. Now let's get to handling guest laundry. We discussed about the laundry bag in the room. We discussed about your cleaning list which the guest fills out. We saw in an earlier slide, the rates. Here is that. Which the guest will tick and write the number of articles. Laundry list. I have 2, 4, 5, two blouses, one coat. I want one dry clean, two shirts which need to be washed. Normal laundry. And then I will write if there is any special instructions as a guest and I will sign it. Now this is the list which the guest leaves in the room. Or calls housekeeping, gives it to a housekeeping person, calls front office, who calls housekeeping and then gives it to a housekeeping person. this he is filled up, that is, this is what he is giving. Now when you go to collect the laundry from the guest, if the guest is in the room and you are collecting it from the guest, then you counter check right in front of the guest and you keep ticking them and you telling them. You also at that point of time counter check if there is any stains or if the cloth is torn or not. And you inform the guest immediately. If the guest is not in the room and it is put in a laundry bag and you collect the laundry bag, or if he is in the room and in a hurry, he just gives you the laundry bag and leaves. Then you you check these items, counter check them when you're taking the laundry down to the linen room. You counter check them, you sort them there, you make a note of these things, slip a note in the guest room. So the guest is aware when he comes back into the room, these are the issues. If there are none, this is what you've given. And you counter check them and you write it down and you sign. So there is accountability both ways. Now guest laundry cycle. You collect dirty laundry from the guests, you sort out dirty laundry. We discussed the sorting out, you sort it out. These are stains, these are not stains, and these can be removed. This will require dry cleaning, this will require this type of chemical, you sort them out. Then you pre-treat the stains. Some stains will yet go into the washing machine, but you have to pre-treat them. You sort out whites from colors. You put them into the washing machine, or you send them for dry cleaning chemicals. You put them in the washing machine. After they're washed, you put them in the dryer. You air them out as and when necessary, if it is required. You iron them, whichever is ironable. You fold them, stack them. If they're shirts, you're ironing them, but you're not folding them. You're hanging them on hangers. If they're coats, you're press ironing them. You're steam ironing them and you're putting on hangers. And then you deliver them to the room. So that's your cycle. Now this is the procedure for collection and transportation. Arrival of the laundry, sorting and counting of the laundry, weighing the laundry, loading the laundry, especially when you're giving the outside, you have to weigh. Then washing and rinsing and hypo-extraction, starching if required, unloading that, tumble drying, ironing, pressing or folding, which don't need ironing, pressing. Then it's going into airing, then goes into temporary storage and then transfer for use. Like I said, collection of guest laundry, marking of guest laundry, that's a very important aspect. Collect 20 rooms, you have to mark each laundry. This rooms. Sorting of guest laundry, sorting in different colors, different stains, different laundry types. Once the sorting and the whole thing comes back, you prepare the laundry bill. Then you do the laundry packaging, because laundry is a chargeable expense. Then you deliver to the guest. Laundry packaging is either you bring hangers, you're putting it in a bag, nicely folded. All that packaging needs to be done. Let's go back through the process. Let me recap it for you. Guest laundry. He's called the housekeeping to pick up the items. He's called front office. They've called housekeeping. Housekeeping has to go to pick up the items. Housekeeping informs according to the laundry valet or on the duty floor attendant. So the housekeeping desk, it goes to the duty floor attendant. Guest message register, it is noted in. So the desk has a record of it. Items are collected and checked. Room number, total pieces, type of service required. This is checked with the laundry list filled by the guest and signed by the guest. So you are doing double check. Now in front of the guest also, if you can check, you do that and you do it with the list also. So it's all ticked and it's all... You know, there is no misunderstanding. Taken for thermo patching or heat seal, where temporary marking system which is made. So you're marking it. This is for this room, this is what it needs to be done. Depending on which hotel it is, some people have stitch marks and they put tags and some people do thermo and heat seals, which can be removed easily later. Then you sort them. When you get down to the laundry room, you're sorting them. This goes for dry cleaning. This is urgent. This is only pressing. So what do the staff, laundry staff do? Once they receive it, they sort it. Dry cleaning by color, by way method, then they count. This much color, this. They wash, they dry, they iron, they fold, they stack, they package, and then they transport back to the living room. Each laundry bag is opened and items entered in the guest register. This is a very important aspect. You have to have a register where items are noted down very clearly. Condition of the items are also noted down. before sending it to the laundry. Because once you receive it from the laundry, if the condition differs, then it is the laundry's fault. If the condition remains the same, then there is no laundry fault. The condition what you got it in is your what you are returning it back to the guest. Packing is a process to identify and then dispatch the items of clothing according to the room number after processing. That's sort of processing you're doing. Right? That's the processing which you just did. Then you mark it for identification. There again, you do sorting again. Delicate material, silk, polyester, wool, muslin, not marked. You can't mark them. You tag them. So that there's no damage to these items. When you're marking by machine, you've got to take care. You only mark inside of the stream, don't mark outside because it spoils the garments look and feel. Understand that? You're only on the inside of the stream. You can't mark outside, you have to mark inside. Marking is done carefully, one room at a time, so that the item does not get mixed up. If you do start doing five rooms together marking, if five laundries have come to you at the same time, I'm guaranteeing you one person's underwear will go to another person, another person's socks will come to you. That's how it happens. So you've got to do it very carefully. Open the bag, mark it room by room so that it doesn't get mixed up. And you know, if each one of them are different color coding, so if it's urgent, only pressing, you have different color codings for all your tags or markings. Sorting. After marking it, you give it to the sorter. Now the sorter there is looking at the color tags and saying, ये ड्राई क्लीनिंग का है ये बास्केट में जाएगा ये प्रेसिंग का है इधर जाएगा ये वॉशिंग इधर जाएगा सो दे गो इन डिफरेंट बास्केट्स इन डिफरेंट बिन्स एक्सप्रेस आइटम्स आर देन एंड सेंड इमीडिएटली टू द लॉन्ड्री आइटम्स आर प्रेस्ड एंड सेंड बैक टू द आयनिंग स्टेशन फॉर क्विक प्रोसेसिंग एक्सप्रेस जो है ना व्हेन यू समबडी सेज आई वांटेड इन हाफ एन आवर दैट बिकम्स एन एक्सप्रेस डिलीवरी फॉर यू. Especially ironing, you can do ironing in office, you can do washing in a couple of hours also if you're doing it in house. So ironing becomes express for you. When you're doing it in express speed, then that has to be viewed at completely differently and quick procedure has to be followed for that. All clothes are segregated color-wise and fabric-wise. Remember, differing washing detergents, different chemicals are used for different fabrics, different types. And you also have to check for tears, stains, pockets are torn. There are buttons missing. Different procedure of the laundry. Like we talked about stains and spotting. That's what we do. And once you spot stains and you try and clean those stains specifically. Normally done by hand, if there are concentrated stains. There's hand washing, there's dry cleaning, there's drying wool, pressing, and handling express laundry. So these are the seven different things which the laundry does. Handling non-iron items. Now, there are a few non-iron items, undergarments, sweaters, cardigans, you can't iron them. Socks. These are non-iron items. Some of them you can steam iron. Steam iron, especially from fast steam and light steam also. So that, you know, they remove all the wrinkles and folds. Plus, you can't even iron in today's day and age materials, which we call stretch. You can't iron those stretch materials because they will leave iron marks. So they have to be steam ironed. Ironing, steam ironing, and the way it's packaged and returned back to the customer. Every hotel has its different way. This is another way. Folded articles are kept in a basket. Some hotels give it in a basket, in a nice, neat basket. Place the non-iron items first, the basket below. Then you place the pressed items, heavier ones, then followed by the lighter ones. Then you close the cloths over it, and then you give it to the guest. With a bill on top, then you give it to the guest. There's some different ways of packaging and folded items. Hangers is a different method. Hangers, a tag is around the hook of the hanger. You place the tag around the hook of the garment. Room number of the garment. Shirts, you would put on hanger. Unless the guest tells you, I don't want an hanger, I want to fold it. He's putting it in the bag, he wants to fold it. If he's wearing it, next day, he wants it hung. So if it's a shirt, you button up to the collar. third and last button is normally what you do. Some laundries also button it up completely to the collar, but that's a pain for the guest. Third and last button is the thing. Coats are buttoned by the first button. Skirts, you know, are hung with the two hangers, clips, hangers. And suits and the coats and trousers of a suit go actually in a hanger together. Normally, guests will not ask for a folded suit, will ask for a folded pant or a folded shirt. Important to remember that. So the laundry attendant picks up all the items according to the laundry form. Each human places them on the counter. These are counted and also checked for quality clearing. Once the item are checked and they're ready for packaging, the tags are cut with the scissors. So you cut the tags before you give them to guests. So you pick them up after it's all done, as per rooms. Then you check them, they have been cleaned properly or not cleaned properly. Before you give it to the guest, you have to check them up. Comes from the laundry, you got to check. Once you've checked it, then you package it. If you're putting it in a basket, you package it into the basket for the guest room. You put the guest room number on that. And you can't remove all their tags before you give it to the guest. You don't give it to the guest with the tag of your hotel there, your internal laundry there. Then you prepare the laundry bill. You generate the bill as per the service used. The bill is always a triplicate. One copy goes to the guest, one remains in the housekeeping desk. The third goes to front office. Bill generated in a computer format will automatically be debited to the room, will go into the room folio. Guest signature is required, so there's a confirmation that the guest has received the items. In case the guest is not in the room and you placed it in the room, the guest signature may not be required, but that needs to be notified to the front office. Express items are always billed separately, and express items you always get a guest signature because you're delivering the express items in hand. Delivery of guest laundry. Delivery of guest articles will be folded while others are placed in hangers, like I said earlier. Put in laundry bags. Some hotels give it in laundry bags with names and room numbers written on the laundry bag. Some give it in hangers and in baskets like we discussed. So in a nutshell, guest laundry is a very important aspect. It's a service which the hotel provides to the guest. It's an extension of the laundry which you already have, either in-house or external. Thank you very much.